Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's back to college time.
Yeah, get going.
And Tommy, when we think of people going back to college,
yeah, it's the kids.
We think parents loading up the car. You're right, bringing a teenager to campus, they're starting their life. But the idea of the average college student is not what it used to be, because it turns out more college students than you want to believe have this going on in their lives as well.
Oh,
and some are arguing it is now time to change some things to give these folks a chance to finish what they started. Again. A man that didn't actually graduate high school is laughing at
didn't
a story
need a pat.
He doesn't understand, and you did.
Forged my own path.
No, you didn't. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Did you know?
What's that?
That 1 in 5 American college students are parents.
Oh, aged student.
Not necessarily. So 20% of everyone enrolled in college right now has at least one kid.
So they but like there's a group of like older students now.
Okay. So some
it
of the people
young.
Okay. Yes. So some of the people that have kids going to college are teens, but most of them are grown ass people juggling children, a full-time job, and trying to get a degree. And that causes further problems. Of the college students that are parents, only 1 in 5 get their degree within 6 years of starting college. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So they started college.
All right, stay with me.
As a kid or now?
It doesn't matter.
Right.
If they start college with children.
Okay, okay.
You,
they go
whether
in,
you
okay.
are a kid or whether you are adult. No, because, all right.
You already started a family, you start college, it takes you 6 years.
Either way, okay.
You walk in with a suckling child.
I'd like to use my first time out of the show,
because
we've already, I've already given you too much information
so
at once.
So you're birthing a child.
And your brain is short-circuited.
So your birth canal is full.
Kimmy.
Any situation where you have a child, whether you have a family, whether you're married, whether
you're
single.
But that makes sense.
Somebody with a child.
Why does that make sense?
Because you don't have the time. If you're raising a kid, you got to chip away at college.
Sure.
Bingo.
Because you made a mistake.
Makes sense.
I mean, you know, you obviously you busted, you screwed up, and now you're trying
you
to crawl back into the education
game. Do something else.
Yeah, like if you have, you could, this could be someone who already got an education at something and wanted to go back and do something else.
I'm sure.
Hey, shut up. All right. I know there are folks listening right now that are grown-ass people with kids that are about to go back and do the college thing again. Now, my brother is one of those people. He's got two daughters. He's been back at college. Took him a long time to get his undergrad, and he's in the process of going past his 4-year.
So he's doing college now?
Yeah, he's been doing college since, like, 24.
Chipping away at it, like you said.
Like, slowly.
Yeah. With chips.
No, you know, he finished the chips way before he got done with his degree.
I mean, that's always a smart way to do it, because if you try to jump in and have too much on your plate, you might just quit altogether.
Well,
you know?
You're right.
You might be so overwhelmed, you're like, I can't do this. This isn't for me.
But here's the problem.
What?
When it's all said and done.
Like you graduate.
Yeah, my brother specifically, it will have taken him like 13, 14 years to finish what should have been.
And he's not a doctor.
6-year process. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are two schools of thought that are emerging right now.
Oh, what's that?
All right. One, you need to have more resources for parents who want to further their education and get that piece of paper, because it does open more doors depending on what you want to do. Two, the opposite way, that you get your chance to go to college as a kid, and if you blow that opportunity or you miss that opportunity by having kids early, well, that's on you, and you have to figure it out from there.
Okay.
So if I were to ask you, Tommy, which way you are leaning in this argument, Either we need more resources for parents that want to go back to college, or you had your chance and you missed it. Where do you fall?
Just go to work. I mean, you're going to wait 13 years to get some degree? You're going to be some old ancient fart? What are you going to do with that degree, man?
My brother's in his mid-30s. He's going to get a better job or have the security of keeping the job that he has.
I was going to say it's possible that at the
Your brother's weight, he's a senior citizen.
Kimmy, you were saying?
There's some places, depending on where you work, I mean, to be promoted at that job or to find another place, even just within the company you already work for, you may need that.
But if it takes me like 6-8 years, by the time I get that degree, the joint's probably going to go under.
Oh, like Wegmans? Because Wegmans does exactly this. Okay. Oh, look, now he's pinned into a corner.
Well, no, yeah.
Oh, you know, put it that way.
Right. Wegmans, I'm four.
No, like Wegmans will pay for a degree.
Yeah.
Pay, help you out with your education so you can work your way through the company. Okay. Is that a stupid thing to do?
No, it's a great thing.
Oh, that's a great idea. Hey, Danny. Danny, are you listening? Danny, can you hear me?
Danny boy. What?
Nothing. So you think if you miss your shot, college is over for you?
I mean, I wonder how many people go back, all gung-ho, I'm going to go get that degree, and I got a kid, and I got life, like your brother, and it becomes too much.
But counterpoint, I wonder how many kids go at 18, all gung-ho, and they bomb out.
You could do that at any age, in any situation.
I know, but you've taken two runs at college, and you may have...
Who said two?
Come away with nothing but debt.
Well, this would be he's talking about if you have kids now and you grew up, and now you have a second shot. Now, I mean...
Oh.
You bring up the debt thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second, actually. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. Look, I mean, Kimmy, if you were to lean one of two ways, more resources for parents who want to further their education, or you had your chance, you missed your chance, move on with life, where do you fall?
I mean, I know people that it's worked out for. I mean, I guess I don't know the people that it hasn't worked out for because they probably don't talk about it. But I know people that went back to school, whether it was to get like a master's or they went to school and completely changed what they did for a living. I don't think that, at least they don't say that they regret it. They, it seems to have worked out for them. They got a better job.
Somebody here from Tommy, and I know he probably hangs out with a ton of people.
I know educated people.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Who?
My neighbors. I don't talk to them.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, because you keep saying, like, resources. What resources do these busted-ass senior learners need?
It's interesting you ask, Tommy. 252-WCMF, 1 in 5 American college students right now are parents of those people. Only 1 in 5 get their degree within 6 years of starting going back to school. Mm. And again, 1 in 20% take at least, or will take at minimum 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So you ask about which resources.
Yeah, what resources do they need?
Some of the things suggested. Colleges giving priority to parents to choose class times so they can work around their family schedules.
So like night school almost? Like night college?
Not necessarily. Like if you have days off in the middle of the week where you could take a morning class at 8 o'clock at like Thursday, Tuesday, whatever.
So they don't already have this stuff?
It's first come, first serve.
I gotcha.
Or like by major. This way, colleges, if they know parents are on a certain schedule, they can have first pick of classes. Another suggestion, on-campus daycare that would be covered by the tuition that you're paying.
But wouldn't they just add that to your tuition?
Oh, no, they're saying, like, if I am paying for this, it should be covering daycare as well.
Oh.
Yeah. And cheaper tuition for parents.
Well, hell, everybody wants that, man.
Well, that was the
last. Why do they need cheaper tuition?
The last one is happening here. Well, because the argument
senior is. Senior discount?
Again, you keep saying senior. These are people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
It could be young people.
Right. It just seems like, I mean, if I'm a college kid paying full boat, and then here comes Frank, who, failed out of everything, and now he's coming back to school with his tail between his legs in his 40s, why does he get a discount?
I would argue that.
Why does failing Frank.
Why do you assume in his 40s he failed to get there?
Yeah.
I met Frank. He's failing.
Okay. So I guess we're talking.
He drinks too much. He's constantly at the track.
Well, there's two people I can think of and two people that I'm sure you're very anti based on the way you're talking. Mm. That would be folks that worked in the trades that were hurt.
Right.
That can't do that trade anymore. So they're going to try and do something else.
Yeah, but that guy never went to college.
And that's why he would have to go back.
So he's got to go back from day one.
Well, yeah. I mean, it happens. These things happen.
He's never going to get out.
You know, I find it funny.
And he's going to be so in debt.
I find it funny when you make this argument.
And you're saying so many stupid things. And they're going to give you what? What are they going to give you, like a 5% discount?
No, because in New York State right now, they're offering free tuition for people over 25 at SUNY schools. The money is the big help.
Right.
But the state can't give you time. So I would also make the argument for people that were in the service.
Yeah, but those guys get a deal. The GI Bill gives you a deal.
Okay, fine, but it doesn't give you free daycare when you go. It doesn't give you the opportunity to choose your classes. So those bums, folks that served our country.
I did not call them bums.
You just said, you old-ass bums.
I said Phelan Frank,
you said
who
Phelan,
out of three different jobs and drinks too much.
No, you just said, what bums, older bums that want to go back to school, why would they need this stuff?
So no, the Army kid could get
all
a
all of you Marines, Semper Fi. Did you hear what he said? Thoughts, Kimmy?
I was going to say, I would also assume... in a lot of these situations, you're not living on campus. It's you're a commuting student.
Yeah, unless you're playing hockey,
you're probably
you're not
using like most
you're
of
the Thornton Mellon.
You're probably not using most of the resources on campus because you're your parent. That's not like your priority. So I could also see why you maybe should get a discount because you're not living there. You're not using all the things that these other kids need to survive.
It's a valid
right?
point. Very important question, however. Who's Thornton Mellon?
Thornton Mellon.
Oh, my God.
Bro, why would she know that?
I know the name, but I don't know.
No, you don't. You don't know the name.
You should know the name.
Triple Lindy doing anything for you? Nothing?
Oh, okay. My God.
She should not know Rodney Dangerfield's fourth best movie. 252 WCMF. So the ultimate irony of all of it.
No.
Right? Going to college when you have kids makes your life very, very hard.
Well,
it
yeah.
is very hard.
Because you got to squeeze that in with everything else.
You got it. But you may not realize how valuable that college degree is until you have kids, right? Like, I was not worried when I was a teenager about passing on college. I could find a way to make a living. No big deal.
Yeah.
Right? You too. Like, you were resourceful, yeah. right?
I felt like I'm young. I could do anything.
I got
figure it.
It
out.
And, yeah. like, you know, look, it's just me. I can feel whatever.
Yeah.
And then I have kids. And you see how expensive life gets, how important job security is, and you start to freak the hell out. Because if I personally lose this job, with no 14 days of community college yeah. under my belt, I've got no safety net.
You can go back to school.
But that's just it.
Yeah.
The smart thing to do for me right now
yeah.
while doing this job for the financial sake of my family is to go and get a piece of paper because I don't have a trade. I don't have any skill like that.
Yeah, all right.
I'm qualified to run my mouth into a mic.
But wait, let's say you were going to go to school.
Sure.
And you don't know what your future is.
Uh-huh.
What do you take?
I would go be a teacher.
I would think so
you would study to be a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
With your mouth.
What?
The way you talk.
Yeah.
The way you put people down.
Well, I don't
Everything's
know.
A goddamn joke.
We got a buddy of ours who doesn't even have the piece of paper. He's doing it for a living.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, dude.
Yeah, everybody did.
Most of the people I know that went back to school for something. They went back to something very specific. Like, they went back there knowing that's where their motivation came from. I want to pursue this career, this job. This is what I'm going to go to school for. I don't know a lot of them that just went in like, hey, let's see if this works.
Yeah. I mean, you now have a clearer picture of what life is.
All right.
Right? Like, and that's the other irony here, right? Like, when you're 18 years old, whether you're going off to college, living at home, doing the community college thing, you have all the time in the world.
Yes.
And none of the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah.
You know exactly how the world works at 18.
You'll be rich.
I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to make my band work. I'm going to go live some other city. Work at a bar, make a fortune in tips. It's fine, man. Shake me up. I don't know what all you screams. And then when you're between 30 and 40,
yeah.
you have all of the motivation, but none of the time.
Okay.
You want to make sure your ducks are in a row because you're not just living for you anymore, but you need to be there for your little ones, maybe your spouse at the same time. You don't want to sacrifice the precious time you have as your kids are growing up, but in doing that, it keeps you from accomplishing this goal and potentially putting yourself in a better financial situation. The way we pick up wisdom in life mm-hmm. along the way
yeah.
is like the cruelest thing ever.
What do they say? Experience is something you needed 2 minutes ago?
Ooh, good call.
Ooh, look at you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 2 minutes ago when you were making back-to-school jokes. Like the wisdom to not do that. That would have been good wisdom. I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You have a college degree.
Yeah.
But it's in advertising.
Sure.
And it does nothing for you right now.
Nope.
Have you thought about going back to college?
No, because I think if I did make that decision.
What about beauty school?
If I did make that decision.
You mean like as a volunteer?
No, as a head, the trim.
That was what I was saying.
Yeah. If I did go back to school, I would have to have a specific thing in mind that I want to do, and
okay.
I don't have that right now because I don't think I would have the motivation right now to sit down and write a paper.
Yeah.
I have nightmares about doing that. Like, I find out I have something due that I didn't know, and now I have to like spend the next 5 days writing a paper or studying. I don't think right now I could sit down and pursue school full time unless I was really motivated. And I knew that this was going
to
pay off.
No, I'm with you. That is the most impressive thing to me. I mean,
I don't know how people have the motivation to do it.
You can't read a book. Well, you can never read a book. Like, but how many people now?
You have to be so disciplined.
Yes. And the way that our attention spans have been completely warped, unless, I mean, I know they're teaching things differently. I don't know. Like, maybe the experience of taking a class in 2025 is different than the experience of taking a class in 2003.
I also know, and I would totally, I'd get kicked out because with, like, AI and stuff like that, I would try to cut corners at every turn.
AI college. Nice. Does it all for you.
It doesn't. People get caught all the time cheating.
It's easy. I mean, and they're starting to figure out how to catch them easier and easier and easier.
It does make, you know, we make fun of this guy all the time. You know, the old guy. I got home from the war, you know. I was in law school. Uh-huh. I had a day job. I had a night job. I built my own house.
Sure, sure.
Did all the wiring myself. And for some reason, I opened up a storefront on top of that. I never slept. Like, but those guys did exist. Like, they did all that stuff.
But it is a different situation.
Bro.
Right?
But those guys were like, but they did it.
Okay, but hear me out, because we kind of talked about this.
I mean, most of their houses fell apart.
But we talked about this around this time yesterday, right? Like, if you're married, you have if you have children, you have a wife to take care of your kids at all times. She's not someone that's going to pursue further education, right? Like, it was also easier to have a job that paid you less and be able to survive without starving to death.
But just the time and the energy to do all that crap was pretty impressive.
Okay, look at you now complimenting your dad.
Not my dad.
Well,
he didn't do any of that.
That's what he said.
He didn't do any of that stuff.
I'm also thinking you forget, you know, college, if you go, let's say you go right out of high school, you're surrounded by other students that's all they're doing. And I couldn't imagine living like life as an adult where, you know, my friends aren't going to school right now. Like they're not tied down to all this extra stuff. I wouldn't have anything in common with anybody.
You gotta look like an old freak walking around there.
Okay, but counterpoint to that.
You'd be me.
Again, you have this Rodney Dangerfield movie in your head where he's 60 walking around with a bunch of 20-year-olds. Kimmy, if one in five college...
Hey, Bubbles, come here.
But you'd have to go out of your way to connect with those people
and
find them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be pretty obvious who's who. Like, I don't think it would be as isolating as you think.
Maybe.
Everybody with a hump in their back, that's your boy.
God, you're an idiot.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, something costs more money, it has to be better, right?
Oh, yeah.
And people are wary of things that are dirt cheap.
Yeah, we pay a price for cheap.
We've been programmed that way, and you know, most of the time you're right. However, there is one company that is banking that you are not going to think that way.
Oh.
And the price may be so low that you can't say no. However, it does seem, even if you are a bargain beer drinker, there is a price that is so low. You want no part of it.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Walmart is now selling their own off-brand beer.
So it's just Walmart store-brand beer?
It is not called Walmart
beer.
But
it's their generic.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So a video went viral this week of a man who discovered cases of this in a Walmart. The beer is called Brewmaster's Premier Light.
Oh, man, it's Premier.
Yeah, so...
Gotta be good.
I'm surprised it took Walmart this long to do that.
So we briefly touched on this a couple of weeks ago, how there's only a tiny percentage of, I think Costco has their own beer.
They do,
But they were one of the only ones that have done this.
Really?
I mean, maybe there were state laws that prevented companies from doing this until fairly recently. Because you're right. You would think Wegmans would have their own beer. Tops would have their own beer. They got their own sodas and chips and Oreos.
Because I kind of thought it was, like, there are some, like, major breweries and major companies that would just brew it for these other places, and then they slap whatever name they want on it. Because I think even the Costco one comes from, like, one of the bigger name beer companies.
Okay. So this Walmart beer, this Brewmaster's Premier Light, according to people in the know, it is Walmart's version of Busch Light, which is already a cheap beer.
Yeah, right. That used to be the base beer.
But this beer that Walmart is selling is even less expensive than Busch.
So what's a six-pack?
All right, so I got big numbers here.
Okay.
So a 30-rack of Busch right now.
That's a big tote case.
Yeah, it goes for about $20, at least according to what we found online, unless we're wrong, 252-WCMF. A 24-rack of this Walmart beer is $12.
Man, that's a good fishing buzz right there, bro.
Bro, it's 50 cents a beer. That's cheaper than water.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
It is cheaper than water. 24 beers for $12. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How cheap are you willing to go on your beer?
I mean, it depends how much you pound. I mean, if you really pound beer, this would be the way to go.
Okay. We're just looking for the numbers.
All right, but here's the thing.
We know guys that'll drink 6 to 8 beers a night.
Okay, I'm that guy when I'm at Bills games.
No,
right?
I'm talking guys that do it just on a regular basis.
Understood. I get what you're saying. But, but even those guys...
Mm-hmm.
There are some beers that are so cheap and so bad, you just can't.
Right.
Even if you're right, it saves your budget. You cannot drink that beer.
Enjoy this.
It will eat the inside of your
stomach. But obviously, if I'm already drinking, let's say I pound 6 Bud Lights a night.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this beer is close to Bud Light.
Well, but even people who drink light beer have preferences, you know?
Yeah.
Like they like Bud Light, they don't like Blue Light. Or they like Blue Light, but they won't touch Bud Light, you know?
Or even like, let's say I'm drinking Busch Light. I'm Busch Light, and this is cheaper.
Well, yes, you're already drinking Busch Light.
Right,
so
I mean, why wouldn't you go to that?
But, like, okay, so I'm a guy who I will drink Blue Light, I will drink Jenny Light.
Yeah.
If you have Bud Light or Miller Light, fine, but I don't prefer it. I'm not going near this, man.
Yeah, try. What if you try it? It's not bad.
I can feel it in my stomach already, and I don't like it.
You haven't even tasted it.
I know, but it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good right now.
Yeah.
It's weird that there's a demand for this, because I would think, to your point, it's for, like, people... Like college students and stuff who just want the cheapest thing they can get their hands on. But I didn't even think that, like, younger people were drinking as much.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Who is this
or
for?
Or drinking differently.
You're right. The cheapest beers back in the day were for underage drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a reason when you went to a college party, there was only Keystone and Busch.
Right.
There, right?
Yeah. Oh, so, I forgot about Keystone.
So if underage kids, and we have the studies to back it up, are not drinking nearly as much as we did when we were younger, who's buying this beer?
It's got to be my age, guys. It's got to be my age guys that, you know, don't want to spend the money.
You don't think you're so set in your ways, though, at your age?
You usually get pretty product loyal when you're my age, but they may be looking at the price of everything going, man, this is a cheaper alternative.
I have a friend whose dad loves Busch Light. It's just his beer of choice.
Yeah.
And I don't see him switching. Like, that is what he drinks.
But that's such a base
fridge
beer.
Is full of.
You know what I mean?
Look, I agree
with you. You're already right there, man.
I agree with you. But, like, I mean, to Kimmy's point, there are some things people will just not compromise on. And I do feel like beer is one of those things, right? Like, you know, you drink the way your father drank. Or you find something that all of a sudden it's like, wow. And
yeah,
that's
it hits
your,
you.
Yeah, your beer forever. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, a video of a man discovering Brewmaster's Premier Light beer in Walmart has gone viral. It is Walmart's version of Busch Light. And just to give you a perspective on how cheap it is, Busch, which is one of the cheapest beers you can buy.
Oh, yeah.
A 30-rack goes for about $20. This Walmart beer, a 24-pack, is $12.
Damn.
252-WCMF. So we had asked earlier, you know, Kimmy, you said, why do people not do this anymore?
Yeah.
Epacuin writes us on Instagram, and he gives us this big, long thing. But long story short, said prior to 2025 in New York, retailers weren't allowed to contact breweries or manufacturers to provide their own private label beverages. So the law changed.
All right.
Why do you think that law existed in the first place?
It's a good question.
So
I guess to protect the brewers.
Okay, but the brewers would be making these.
Yeah,
beers.
That's true. Yeah, they're making it. But then it kills their brand, maybe. I don't know.
Huh. So Phil writes us on Instagram. Stewart's Gas Station, you're familiar?
Stewart?
They're more east of us.
Okay.
They used to have their own beer, Mountain Brew Beer Ice. Last time I bought a six-pack, I gave them a five and got change back.
Wow.
Okay. Do you automatically assume more expensive beer is more quality?
Yeah. Okay. I think with everything you buy.
Okay. So that might be a reason people are going to stay away from the cheaper beer. Are you also worried about being judged for drinking a cheap beer?
So beer snob.
Well, okay, snob implies that...
You look down at that guy for drinking that beer.
Okay, but snob implies like I'm going to a craft brewery. I'm going to drink a $9 IPA.
Yeah, that's a different type of beer. Yeah.
Okay.
You're drinking differently.
For example,
yeah.
For a long time in the 90s to the mid-2000s, people turned their nose up at any Jenny product, right? Now, folks go out of their way to order Jenny Light, Jenny Cream Ale, whatever specialty beer they're brewing. What changed between the year 2000 and today? Is the quality that much different?
Well, they changed the product, the marketing, everything.
Okay, but that's just it. If you only change the marketing, if that beer is exactly the same, the people that weren't drinking it in the early 2000s, late 90s were only not drinking it because they were worried about being judged, right?
I will say this, like Pabst Blue Ribbon was always like the working man's, Southern working man's beer, but it was cheap.
Yep.
I was on vacation. I'm sitting at a bar, and I see a guy drinking one. And I go, I got to try. I haven't had one of these in 40 years. And it was delicious. Like, it just tasted like a good, cold beer.
I agree with you.
But you forget, like, how good those beers really were.
But it's funny you bring that up. So when I was...
I was also drinking with a shot of whiskey, so that might have... smoothed it out a little bit.
Well, no, when I was a kid,
This
is the second time this week Lux Lounge is coming up on the show. You could walk into Lux and you could buy what they called a Pabst Schmear. It was a PBR and a shot of well whiskey for $1.50.
Yeah.
It was the cheapest bar in the whole place. And it was great.
Yeah.
But nobody drank PBR. Today, people are drinking PBR unironically.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of a sudden, that became a beer that was acceptable to order at any bar that you walked into. And in the last 25 years, what changed?
Maybe isn't much beer shaming anymore among like younger people.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
You're out and about.
Your husband is a beer guy. He doesn't beer shame.
He has beers that he doesn't like, but he also has buddies that, like, when they come over, they bring their own light beer because that's what they like to drink. I don't know. I just, I guess if you're a little older, you can beer shame because, you know, why drink the crappy stuff if you don't have to? But
okay.
I don't think, like, as a younger person, you thought about it all that much, did you?
When you're a kid, you're just grabbing what you can get.
Yeah, it was $1.50 for a beer and a shot, right?
You were just looking for a buzz.
Exactly. All right, let me ask you this question.
All right.
As we talk about cheap beer and what it says about you, you sit down at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Guy your age orders a Busch Light bottle. Tell me what you think about that man.
A base drinker.
That's it?
That's a base drinker.
Okay, so what's his background? What's his family life like?
Dull.
Yeah.
Dull family. Doesn't do much.
See, I think the opposite.
He's a boring guy.
I think that guy's a wild man. I see the exact opposite. Like, if you're a grown-ass man ordering a Busch bottle at a bar, like, you've got several stories you're gonna try and tell me where I don't want to hear the end of the story.
So you think he's got a horrible past?
Yeah, I do, yes.
They always put that on Jack Daniels.
Oh, well, yes, I'm talking beer at this point.
Right. Yeah, I would say that's a boring dude.
The cheaper the beer you order, the older you are, the less I want to know about your past.
So you think he hung out at rough joints?
Yeah, and still does. Like, you know, he's got a house with room for a wife that isn't there anymore. He's got three kids. Only one of them still talks to him.
So he drank his life away.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I never thought of it that way.
Okay. I mean, am I wrong, Kim? You see a...
No, I kind of thought, like, as you get older, you just don't care what other people think about, I like True. This beer, and screw you if you're going to make fun of me
see,
for
but
it.
But that's what a guy that drinks PBR sounds like, right? I like this beer, and screw you, and he punches you right in the face.
It could also be like a nostalgia kind of thing, right? Because this is just what I have a taste for, because this is what I grew up drinking.
No, I mean, I feel that way about Miller High Life. That's super cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like the beer when I was a kid.
But like, if it's anywhere, I'll have that.
That was like a premium beer to score... Underage.
I love that beer. The champagne of beers, baby.
And it was.
It's the first beer I legally bought in my life.
Look at you.
Yeah. Six pack at the Wegmans. No big deal. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Hey, Barber. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. The reason why PBR came back into fashion again was Clint Eastwood in that movie, the...
Gran Torino?
El Camino. Gran Torino.
No, he's talking about El Camino. It was the follow-up where it was just his corpse in an El Camino for 2 hours.
I kind of feel like it was making its way back before that movie, no?
No, all roads lead to Clint.
it was always an old man beer, but because Clint drank it throughout the movie and they kept showing it, it just took off and people started drinking PBRs again.
I mean, that was around the time where I was drinking it super cheap and no one else was drinking it.
I didn't even see that movie. I don't know.
Great. You didn't see Gran Torino?
Oh, no. My God. What a great movie.
I kind of know the ending.
Says
so.
Every old man.
I know.
Hey, Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us at Duffy on WCMF. We had asked why, you know, if Jenny was nose down in 1998, why all of a sudden is it like, hey, this is what we want? Nick writes us. What changed is people wanting to support their local brewers and other local things with the rise of all the microbreweries and other emerging companies.
Yeah,
they had to invent a new beer. It can't just be local pride.
No, they
changed their
pride.
Ways.
I don't know if they did.
No, they invented new beers
and they
created a market.
Look, they do have the new stuff, right? Like your Kolsch's and the stuff that you think sucks.
Right.
But that Jenny Cream Ale tastes the same today as it did when I was 21.
Dang. Forget how old you are.
I also know people that moved away
full
and then
of
went,
cream.
Look at you. Look at you, also full of cream.
Same joke back at you.
Yeah. Joke tennis.
I know people that moved away and then when they moved back, like really embraced Jenny because it was like part of their identity or something.
Gotta be honest, I got mad. Because I always loved Jenny.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you went to the old Amherst games, like, in the 90s, like, everyone drank Jenny. That was, like, the adult thing.
That was the house beer.
Exactly. So, like, I would drink Jenny, like, throughout my whole life. And then when, like, Jenny got popular again, it was like, oh, you come back.
First.
Yeah, but no, it's not too, you're not too good for it now. I've been here the whole time.
Tragically hip.
Man! Again, 252 WCMF, we're talking about this Walmart brand beer. It is called Brewmeister's. Why do I keep saying Brewmeister?
I don't know. Is it Brewmaster?
It's Brewmaster.
Okay. All right.
Premier Brewmaster. Light. It is Walmart's version of Busch Light, which is already one of the cheapest beers you can buy. Again, a 30-rack of Busch goes for about $20. A 24-rack of this Walmart beer is $12. 50 cents a beer. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, bud. What's up?
Good. Good to hear from you.
So think about this. Would you want to spend, like, I don't know, $20, $30 for beer pong, or would you rather spend 50 cents a can? I think that's what you said. It was, what, 50 cents a can?
Yeah.
Would you rather spend that?
Here's the thing. I'm 39, so I don't play beer pong.
I kind of think kids now got smart about that. They use, like, water cups now and fill up a side cup for themselves.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good How did we not think of that? How did we not think of that?
I think they got a little smarter about that because it turns out mono spreads very fast.
But also, PBR is what my older brother forced me to, well, not really forced, had me drink. Like,
did he force on you?
For God's sakes, man.
Tommy's mom. He forced Tommy's mom on me. So I had to basically pay my dues by drinking the cheap, crappy PBR.
All right, what do you drink now, Ben?
Miller High Life, and surprisingly how most people don't go back to, like, the alcohol that they threw up on, like, the first time. that's the first thing I ever threw up on, and yeah. I still can drink that.
Okay, that's weird, because you're right, you and I with tequila, we can't do
that. Yeah, I can't even smell it.
Hey, Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. You want a blast from the past?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to make everyone's stomach hurt.
All right.
Are you ready? Bill writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. When I was in college, it was all about quantity, not quality. But when it came down to Milwaukee's best,
oh, yeah.
Even then, I would have to be really drunk.
Yeah, oh. That was base-ass beer, man.
I forgot. Does Milwaukee's best still exist?
It has to.
Do they have a Milwaukee's better? All those Milwaukee breweries used to be like, well, PBR is from Milwaukee,
right? I mean, that was Brewtown, man.
But like back in the day, those were quality beers.
Those were like most of the American beers you drank outside of Budweiser.
And then all of a sudden, like they just took this turn.
Yeah.
Oh,
a little south.
Again, I've got
Milwaukee's best.
So when it comes to this Walmart beer,
yeah.
It's been around for about 5 months, it turns out.
Hmm.
And there have been people that have tried it. The online reviews are positive.
Okay.
Is that enough to get you, Kimmy, to grab a case and try a Walmart beer?
I mean, I'll try it for sure. I mean, if anybody's going to put it to the test, it'd probably be my husband. Especially, he'd bring something like that to Bills games or if he has to buy a lot of it.
Okay. Jeff writes us on Instagram, Rolling Rock, great cheap beer. Oh. I forgot about Rolling Rock.
Yeah, because that was big in the comedy though? Clubs.
Yeah.
Because you could buy they used to call it a bucket of rocks. Oh. You buy five, the sixth one was free, and a bucket of ice.
Here's why I love Rolling Rock.
I didn't know it was like that cheap, though.
Oh, it was cheap.
It was a big club beer.
Yeah.
I loved Rolling Rock because it came in the green bottle.
Yeah.
So if you held your hand over the logo, it looked like you could afford Heineken.
Yes. Yes.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Drunken Joe's on CMF. Hey, Drunken Joe, how are you, buddy?
Man, hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
So I was back in years back with the CMF. You know, I've been in the studio, and I was Drunken Joe back in the day, back with Tommy and Weeze and stuff.
Oh, I've been to the studio, too. Yeah, that's cool. We got that in common.
Were you drunk?
Yes, actually.
Was I drunk? Hell yeah, I was drunk. I used to have a little sitcom. I was every week until people got sick of me. So listen, I went 5 years without drinking, and when I come back to drinking, I said, hell no, with the Bush beer, the Natty
Bo! Okay, I gotta let you go, Joe. You're okay, for God's sake. Who saw that coming?
Whenever somebody tells me, get me on, Tommy knows me, I know it's not going to be good.
It's usually family.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It looks like he's graduated to superstar status.
Wow.
I mean, look, he's a reigning MVP.
Yeah.
Everybody loves him. Nobody has any questions whether or not he knows what he's doing.
Okay.
But it will be the first time this doesn't happen, which means, Kimmy, if things don't go well early.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills wrap up their preseason schedule tomorrow night, 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Live in Tampa Bay, taking on the Buccaneers. You can listen to that right here on 96.5 WCMF. And it was announced yesterday.
What did they say?
Well, Tommy, Josh Allen has yet to take a snap in the preseason.
Yeah.
Every single year he's played in the NFL, he has at least played one series in the preseason at some point. That streak will end this year.
So, no preseason.
Head coach Sean McDermott announced Josh Allen will not be playing against Tampa Bay, so he will not take a snap until opening night against the Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
Ooh, boy.
In Orchard Park.
Okay.
Right move, Kimmy?
I hope so.
I'm asking you personally.
I think Josh needs the reps? No. I think his receivers probably need it more than anybody, but I think the risk you're taking here is if he does get off to a slow start, whether or not that's because he didn't play in preseason, everybody's going to blame it on that.
Good move here?
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to get playing one series? Nothing.
Well, so
but the risk is everything.
In the past, he's played like three series, four series.
Keep him out there for a little bit.
But what does that do for you? I mean, he works out. They scrimmage. What's the difference?
Well, I guess it's live fire coming at you. I don't know what it's like.
Well, didn't they get that with Chicago? Well, they kind of play like a simulated game early.
Yeah, but they couldn't hit him.
Right.
Like, I guess the idea is, look, I'm with you. I agree with you. I would much rather, if we want to talk about the two risks, because you're
risk,
right, Kimmy.
Yeah, risk versus reward.
Well, but there is risk in not letting him play, right? Like, maybe it takes a game or two for him to get straight again, and you don't want to use the Baltimore Ravens game on opening night as a warm-up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, are you risking... Because I know, like, the biggest fear is injury, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, going into a game situation like that without any warm-up, is that risking more injury than throwing him in for a series in a preseason game?
I mean, I don't know. Like, if he was going to get hurt.
But this kid's been doing this for how long?
Okay.
He knows the drill. He's a veteran player.
Well, that's why they're doing it. I mean, they he's the MVP of the league, like you said. So they just figure, well, he shouldn't need it.
Well, look, I mean, when you talk about what could go wrong, what happened yesterday in practice is evidence of why you do this.
So what happened?
And that was practice.
Yep. Bills corner Tre'Davious White went down with a non-contact injury.
All
right. He is currently the starting corner because the guy he was battling against, first-round pick, Maxwell Harrison.
Harrison.
That's what you say it.
Wait, Halston's hurt?
Shut up. He strained something in his knee, so he's not going to be available for opening day, at least to start.
Yeah.
We don't know what's wrong with Trey. He had to be carted off the field after he walked off with help from teammates. We're not going to find out.
Just said lower body injury.
Yes, we're not going to find out until tomorrow. So, knock on wood that this isn't a season-ending injury. Don't forget, he has had two as a Buffalo Bill.
I think that's the scary part. You just knowing his history, you hope it's nothing serious.
Who's the guy behind him?
And that's the problem. I don't know.
Is that Knockne McGee?
We'll find out.
Knockne McGee.
That'd be a great name for a guy. Hey, oh, Knockne McGee. Why don't you take it off, baby? Come on, let's see them knees, baby. For some reason, George Eastman's out there.
I think it's Dane Jackson.
All right.
Who's not
great,
all right.
It's a great Dame.
No, Dane Jackson.
Grand Dame, baby. Let's see what you got there. Knock those knees for me.
The Bills went out and signed every corner in the world in the offseason, and it's not even opening day yet. They're down to their third corner.
But you never know.
I hope he's fine. Yeah. I mean, look, but... Hey, remember when you said there's no jinx in Hard Knocks, and Hard Knocks followed Tre'Davious White around for three episodes?
They did.
And then this is, remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
dick-ass
bitch.
Dick-ass.
You dick-ass. Like, I don't know who I feel worse for, because I love Tre'Davious White. Every Bills fan loves Tre'Davious White. He was so excited to be back. If this is something serious, it's devastating. Also, football. You got to go play against Lamar Jackson of the Ravens, and you may be playing your third corner who was getting lit up by Jackson Dart in the first preseason game.
It's going to be exciting opening night.
Why does this always happen to corners, Kimmy? It's only corners.
I just feel like, especially last season, like for whatever reason, guys were dropping. Like, it really spoke to Sean McDermott's system that they were able to get through last season the way they did, because to your point, like, there were some no-name guys out there at certain points in the season that made a name for themselves, but they weren't supposed to be in that position.
I just can't see a situation where even if it's not like a major injury, Tre'Davious White is ready to go opening day with the amount of time you have left. I mean,
it's going to be a shootout who's ever on that field.
Yeah, but you want it. You want to come out on the better end of that
you
shootout.
Will. You need to come get. You want to start this way.
You have to get a stop or two. You have to.
You will.
Oh, shut.
You don't think they can stop this team once or twice? You don't
I
think
don't
want
to have to mark this, but I feel like I should.
Josh
mark
is going to score 45 points,
and they could score 50. Look, you look at the.
They
AFC.
Ain't getting no 50 points on a row.
You look at the AFC Championship.
They
game.
Got it. They, with the time change and the language barriers.
Shut up. They're in Orchard Park.
Bro, I hear y'all talk out there. Okay. I don't even know what you're saying.
Look, the reason to be concerned is exactly what happened in the AFC Championship game. It's the Chiefs. This exact thing. I don't know why you're doing that. You lost both.
Did you work yourself up in such a tizzy?
I watched. They would have made the Super Bowl had they not lost both starting corners. One in the game, one before. They right, would have so won. They would have gone to the Super Bowl.
I put my faith in McDermott's going to figure it out.
Okay. Oh, you mean the guy that you call Coach McDumbass?
Only on occasion.
Uh-huh.
But that's just to motivate him.
Kimmy, going back to Josh not taking a snap in the preseason, again, it was announced yesterday, Josh Allen will not play in the final preseason game. First time in his NFL career, he will not take a preseason snap. Do you think Josh has the say, or do you think it's McDermott's decision, whether or not he plays in the preseason?
Oh, I would think it's McDermott's decision. I don't think you can let Josh make that decision because he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's like, no, I'll sit out. You know, I think you have to prevent Josh from going out on that field.
Would you be disappointed if you found out it was Josh's decision and he didn't want to?
At this point in his career, no.
I don't want you out on that field getting hurt.
Oh, he's married to George Eastman? The same impression.
Well, it's just a little hard.
Bro. Yeah, you know, I got that. Let me, here's behind the actor's studio with a man in a long-sleeve turquoise polo shirt. Like, admit it. You might be a little disappointed if you found out Josh didn't want to be out there
like
all
said,
the time.
Like, at this point in his career, I wouldn't blame him.
He's got too much to lose.
No,
there.
I agree with you. I would want him to make that. I would want him to make
but
that.
But you think
decision.
He's still a kid at heart.
No.
He just wants to run around on the field.
No, I think that if they asked him, he would say, I don't want to play. But that would hurt.
I just assume he runs that team now.
Yeah,
the amount of money
they're
paying him, he's a star. If he don't want to do something or if he wants to do something, it's going to be his call.
Okay, so if that's the case, then they went to him and said, do you want to play? And he said no.
It wouldn't shock me.
I know, but it kind of like, look, I agree with you. It's a smart decision. I would understand why he wants to do that. It does chip away at the facade of, like, he just lives for football and he always wants to
play. But I think that has to change if he's going to hang out in this league.
It's the smarter play.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, Josh seems like the kind of guy who, if somebody did something to him, he doesn't want to do that to other people. Like, for instance, remember there was that point when he was, I don't remember what year it was for him, but they had Calvin Benjamin on the team.
Yes.
And he went over to him before the game. He's like, hey, you want to like get warmed up here with me? You want to toss the ball? And he said no.
Yeah, he did say no.
And I feel like Josh doesn't want to do that to other guys. He doesn't want to be that guy.
Okay.
He's a nice
like
boy.
If not so much that, but he even talks about like as a kid, guys skipping over him for autographs or telling him no for autographs. So he will go and sign for every kid he can at camp because he doesn't want to.
He's a good guy.
He doesn't want to be known as that. He doesn't want that reputation.
Look, I get it.
Whether or not he wants to do it, I feel like this is why I think it's Sean McDermott's decision because he wants to get his receivers reps, especially because a lot of them are new to the team.
Oh, look, that makes sense.
Think they would want him out there because he's going to make them look good.
It makes sense, but it also kind of sounds like, you're like, no, but Josh is the best and he wouldn't do that to us. He always wants to play football all the time. I don't disagree with you.
I mean, he's got a great image. You're right.
Yeah, he's real. I think even if he doesn't want to do something, he's going to do it for the image.
Right,
I guess what I'm trying to say.
Okay, but I mean, that would also be the argument. Like McDermott is saying, we're not going to let him play because if he said Josh didn't want to play, like Aaron Rodgers does not want to play and will not play in the preseason. How about this? Do you see this?
Yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers is playing with the Steelers this year.
Yeah.
He signed late, had to make up a whole bunch of time. He is not going to play in the preseason. And it's his call.
Right.
He said, in so many words, I'm not playing in the preseason. So new offense, new coach, new teammates, new system, new all this stuff.
New ghost wife.
After new ghost wife, after the disaster that was the last 2 years in New York, he will be debuting in this offense opening night.
Damn.
But you look at that and you go, that guy's a dick.
Really true.
So you don't want to find out that
Right.
Anyway, 7:30, live Saturday night on CMF. They wrap up the preseason game. It's got to be Trubisky getting the start, right?
Yeah, because Mike White started last time.
Yeah,
so,
and that did not go well.
Yeah, he really didn't do great with that opportunity.
No, he didn't. So, I doubt anyone's playing with the amount of injuries that they have, too. They're signing guys off the street just to have bodies to play in this preseason.
Really?
Yes. It's not good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.